Good Tuesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by BP. Before we dive into the president's speech tonight, Jake, John Bresnahan, and I have a story this morning detailing Jack Abramoff's quiet push to defeat Islamic terror in Africa. The former disgraced lobbyist enlisted California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher to try to get U.S. backing for a Congo-led alliance to defeat Boko Haram. Rohrabacher took an Abramoff letter and printed it out on congressional letterhead and sent it to the strongman president of Congo. Read the whole story. It is worth your time. Meanwhile, Donald Trump addresses the nation tonight, the 40th day of his presidency. The White House says he'll use this opportunity to try to bring the country together. The administration is framing the speech as transcending partisanship. He'll talk about education, inner cities, and opportunity. His guests include two people whose loved ones were killed by illegal immigrants. Today, Trump will sign the Promoting Women in Entrepreneurship Act, the Inspiring the Next Space Pioneers, Innovators, Researchers, and Explorers Women Act, and two executive orders. One to boost historically black colleges and universities, and a water rule known as WOTUS. A new Political Morning Consult poll out this morning shows that the American public firmly believes that Trump is keeping his campaign promises. The poll shows that 56% of 2,000 registered voters polled February 24th through February 26th say that Trump is staying true to his 2016 campaign message, and 66% say Trump has accomplished what was expected of him. Our colleagues Burgess Everett and Rachel Bade have the scoop on Republicans begging Trump for direction with his Capitol Hill address. The desire to unify comes as some Republican conservatives are rebelling against a leaked draft of an Obamacare replacement bill. This could cause a major headache for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Speaker Paul Ryan in their effort to get a repeal bill passed on a party-line vote. Senate Democrats, meanwhile, are going to introduce new rules for diversity hiring. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer will ask his caucus to adopt new rules to promote staff diversity, including a version of the NFL's Rooney Rule, which will require Senate offices to interview at least one minority applicant for senior staff openings in the future. Our colleague Alex Eisenstadt has the scoop on White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer withdrawing from a fundraiser for a Trump critic. In the juice, we've got Josh Earnest making his first public appearance since leaving the White House with his debut in late-night television on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Fox News Channel has signed Citizens United president and President Donald Trump's former deputy campaign manager David Bossi as a contributor. Subscribe to Politico Playbook at politico.com/playbook.